Good morning on this Thursday, November 13th. From the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. The city of Mount Carroll is undergoing a revitalization effort at the former Scheimer College. Joshua Traugott reports on progress in renovating the campus, which will provide more housing, job opportunities, and economic benefits to the region.
According to a press release, the Illinois Housing Development Authority and Economic Growth Cooperation are completing the Scheimer Square in phases, with the first phase adding 51 apartments ranging from studio to three bedrooms. Apartments offer access to a community room, game room, and library area, among other amenities. This redevelopment's financing required 9 coordinated sources, such as state historic tax credits and federal historic tax credits. For more information, visit the Scheimer Square website.
That was WVIK's Joshua Traugott reporting. The National Weather Service Office in the Quad Cities is sharing its winter outlook. During a webinar on Wednesday, meteorologist Alex Gibbs says over the last 5 years, values have been above or below average, with only the 2023-24 season resulting in a near-average winter.
So the forecast for this winter is essentially a La Nina, a weak La Nina. So you can see below average temperatures to the northwest of us, equal chances locally, a little bit above average precipitation forecast as far as that goes.
Reviewing past data in Moline, Gibbs notes that this resulted in higher mean snowfalls, including 6 of the 7 snowiest winters in Moline since 1949. However, he notes that last year's weak La Nina resulted in only 8.2 inches in Moline, which is way below average. The average snowfall for the Quad Cities area is typically around 3 feet. An Illinois congressman is a member of the U.S. House committee that released emails on Wednesday from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The 3 emails mention Donald Trump. One from Epstein calls the president a, quote, dog that hasn't barked, and says Trump spent hours at Epstein's house with one of the alleged sex trafficking victims. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy says the public deserves more answers.
What's astonishing is when you see that the emails in their native format, and just how casual, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell are talking about Trump. It feels like it's almost a very familiar topic to them.
Krishnamurthy is running in the Democratic primary for U.S. Senate against Congresswoman Robin Kelly, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, and others. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A Northeast Iowa labor organizer, farmer, and musician is running for the 2nd Congressional District in Iowa. Dave Bushow lives on a farm just 10 minutes from his childhood home in West Union. In 2019, he became a rural field organizer for Bernie Sanders in Iowa, Nevada, and South Carolina. Like Sanders, he is running as an independent. Bushow says both major parties are guilty of harming American workers and are responsible for the government shutdown.
In the last 249 years, you know, less than 2% of Congress has ever been from the working class. And I'm looking forward to change that. And I just want folks to know that that I'll trust them if they trust me.
Bushow says he has seen rural Iowans face neglect and abuse from what he says are misguided decisions made in Washington. He says if he is elected, he hopes to put major issues to voters through national ballot referendums, such as term limits, banning stock trading in Congress, and limiting big donors to political campaigns. A bill passed by the U.S. Senate that would end the federal government shutdown includes a new restriction that would severely limit the amount of THC in hemp products. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The bill would cap the amount of THC to less than a half milligram per container for hemp products. Currently, Iowa law allows up to 10 milligrams of THC per container. Ashley Lamson is the founder of the Happy Can, which is based in Urbandale. She says if the restriction goes into effect as written, it would end her business.
It's going to wipe out everything. Ointments, CBD. We offer gummies, we offer chocolates, we offer beverages. It would eliminate every one of our SKUs if it went as it is today.
Lampton says if the restriction is signed into law, it gives sellers of hemp products like her a year before it goes into effect. She says she hopes in that time to work with federal lawmakers to agree on a less restrictive limit. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting mostly sunny skies today with a high near 61 with light south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies overnight with a low around 40 with south winds around 5 miles per hour. The unseasonably mild and dry conditions will continue through Saturday before cooler air arrives for Sunday. A storm system early next week looks to impact the Midwest with some rain. You're listening to WVIK.